rebondir sur
I just wanted to add to what you were saying about one of the crucial points of PPPs. When we discuss long-term debt, the banker wants a plan that's going to work to ensure that they get the money back and that they earn. The main interest for government is to ensure that this is abided by in terms of the budget for operations. The budget for equipment maintenance is included in the project, and so you can be sure that your project will be maintained and implemented. For it to be well dimensioned from the start, to stand up to climate events, you have good chances that will work out. So this is a good use of public money. If we look at the dimensions, there's a trend in terms of budget. For instance, okay, I'm going to make a motorway, a highway, so that it stands up to floods every 10 years, every 100 years. But anything else would be more expensive, and anything that happens more frequently isn't my business. I'm not going to do it because I have to explain politically why I've chosen a certain budget. And the debt taken out by states for infrastructure that is sustainable, that will protect us against climate change, that will protect the environment, why is this debt the way it is? We have to look at it in terms of heritage. It needs to be something that works as an incentive. We can develop financial tools that will work for public accounting. We can have them at zero rates for long term so as to renovate the existing infrastructure and fund adaptation to make things more resilient. This is cheaper than waiting for a disaster hit. This is not something that is dealt with, something brought between the G7, the G20. How can we look at this funding differently?
Something that